What is up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of the Off Market Operator Podcast. I am your host, Cole Rue Johnson, and today we are talking about the pyramid of scaling an off-market real estate company. So without further ado, let's get right into the show. People don't fail at real estate because they suck. They fail because there's too many ways to succeed. That's why I suggest you focus on the most important skill in all of real estate, which is finding deals. I'm Cole Rue Johnson, and in this podcast, I share the exact steps I've used to source 400 deals by age 24. This will allow you to do three things: control your deal flow, make unlimited income, and build your empire as an off-market operator. So if you guys are new here, welcome. If you guys aren't new here, you know that a lot of what I talk about on this show is concepts. I think concepts and frameworks help business owners a lot because you can always reference them back. And I talk about the delegation ladder. I talk about LCO. I talk about going from hustler to operator to architect. I talk about a bunch of different concepts and frameworks. If you go back and listen to now the 100 plus or so shows that we've done at Off Market Operator for you guys, a lot of what you hear is me talking about concepts. And today is another one of those. The concept I'm talking about today is in my opinion, the real estate scaling pyramid, right? The pyramid that most of us go on. And really everyone I've met that runs a big real estate company, it's the pyramid that they have to tackle if they want to get to multiple seven figures. And not just we get to multiple seven figures, but they want to get to multiple seven figures profitably, successfully, with a team, with strategy. These are all the things that you have to tackle in the pyramid to get there. So to start, you guys, the number one thing that people have to tackle is, say if they're starting their journey, is baseline understanding. And baseline understanding is understanding enough about a concept or a business or a product to sell it and build a business around it. And for me, getting started, when I first heard about wholesaling and real estate, and for you guys, I know I'm starting at a beginner level, but we're going to get very, very, very advanced here. So just hang with me. When I was first getting started in real estate, one of the biggest things that I started realizing is people think they need unlimited amounts of understanding about the business. And that's one of the ways people procrastinate. And for me, I said, man, I don't really understand title and escrow yet. I don't really get contracts yet. I don't really understand a ton of this, but I know enough just from YouTube to be dangerous. And I'm going to get out in the field and I'm going to make mistakes and I'm going to learn from that. And so the base understanding part is a lot place where a lot of people get stuck, but you shouldn't get stuck here because it's not that hard to go on YouTube. It's not that hard to go buy. I have a free course that'll teach you the basics of title and escrow and lenders and earnest money and processes and assignment fees and all that kind of stuff that you have to have the basics of understanding to do an off-market deal, commercial or residential. Okay. From there, people have a top of funnel problem. That's really the first, let's call it part of the pyramid, is the top of funnel, right? How do you find people and how do you get in front of people that have the issue you're looking to solve, right? Your product is buying from them off market. How do you get in front of them? And most people sit and they spin in this top of funnel issue forever, right? Forever. They go from, I'm going to do bandit signs, so I'm going to door knock, I'm going to drive for dollars, I'm going to cold call myself, then back to door knocking, then hey, I'm going to try SEO, then I'm going to try text messaging, then I'm going to try ringless voicemail. And they go for 18 months-ish in this loop of doing a deal here and there from a variety of different marketing channels, but never getting stability because they never actually dial in their top of funnel. And a top of funnel is really your marketing, your brand. And so the next part in your journey is going to be finding ways to consistently have daily opportunities. For some of you guys, it's door knocking. For some of you guys, it's bandit signs. In this episode, I'm not going to talk about what's right or wrong. I'm just going to talk about you have to have something consistent. You have to have a consistent way to get sellers to talk to every single day. And a lot of you guys focus on the wrong things. You focus on virtual assistants. You focus on sub twos and novations and blah, 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 before you even have consistent top of funnel and opportunities. Some of you guys sit in Facebook groups because you're telling yourself that's where the opportunities are. You're going to daisy chain a deal. You're going to meet an agent. The reality is that just usually doesn't happen. What happens is you go in the circle forever. You realize, man, this isn't for me. My family was right. My friends were right when they were telling me I'm crazy for trying this real estate thing. And you eventually psych yourself out. And I don't want that for any of you guys. I want you guys to all be in a very good place in your business where you feel happy. To get there, you have to have consistent lead flow every single day at the top of funnel. So once you have the basics of an understanding of the business, and you have top of funnel, consistent top of funnel, the next place that people really, really get stuck, and I call this the juggler phase, right? Where you haven't been in business very long, so all you know is hustle, right? From elementary school to high school to college, we're not taught to delegate, right? The reality is we are taught to do everything ourselves. If you delegate a test, you get in trouble. You delegate homework, you get in trouble. You talk during a test, you get in trouble. You ask for help a lot of times in the wrong time, you get in trouble. So we haven't built the muscle of delegation and of help. And so that's the next big part of the pyramid we have to solve for, which is the juggler phase. So we've gone for the basics of an understanding of the product, the top of funnel, and now the juggler. Because now once you have top of funnel, all that matters once you have top of funnel is spending 90 to 95% of your time talking to your ideal avatar, which are people that are going through some kind of situational distress that leads to them needing to sell their asset, their house. And for a lot of us, we can't grasp or understand exactly what that is. Like we get so stuck in this top of funnel phase that we don't even think about what we're spending our time on. And when I meet clients that are in this phase and I have them do a simple time audit, what tends to happen is all of a sudden they see on paper for the first time, man, I'm only spending 2 hours a day actually talking to sellers. And what makes you money in this business is talking to as many freaking sellers and then buyers as possible. Whether you're a broker or you're a wholesaler or you're a flipper, you need to talk to as many sellers and get as much top of funnel as possible that way. So the juggling phase is a hard one because most of us don't intuitively have this. And this is usually when people will, the way to get around this is you're hiring your first virtual assistant. You're hiring a cold call company to do cold calling for you. You are getting things off your plate that take away from talking to sellers and talking to buyers. And it's a muscle you have to build. And that's what a lot of people forget is they think they can make one hire and sail into the sunset. No, you're going to go through a lot of bad hires. You're going to make a lot of mistakes. The reality is it's freaking hard. You have to learn how to do this. You have to learn how to be a leader, but it's worth it. And you want to get through this juggler phase. Because what happens after the juggler phase, because now we have the basics down, we have top of funnel, we have the juggler phase. After we get through the juggler phase, then we have the operations phase. So now you have some people coming in, right? But now you need to actually have operating systems in the business. So you have to have standard operating procedures. You have to have systems. You have to have good meetings to hold people accountable. You have to have good KPIs, key performance indicators in your business. You have to have good finance data, understand your finance and your books. You have to do the core operational pieces that allow your company to, again, get people's brains onto paper, okay? And not just get people's brains onto paper, but actually create systems around that. It's how can you create automation? All of those things are so important. So then you have the basics. You have top of funnel. You have delegation, getting rid of the juggler phase, and you have operations. Okay. Now what you have at this next level is revenue generators. So at this point, you're placing revenue generators in your business. These are salespeople, dispositions people, transaction coordinators, people that are higher level in your business that are directly tied to revenue. A lot of people get stuck here because they try to hire virtual assistants to do their sales. That doesn't work long term. You can't really build a team, in my opinion, of revenue generators, client-facing people that are not here in the action. I think it can work, but it can't work to the scale and the kind of company that I wanted to build. Okay, so now we have the basics done. We have delegation done. We have operations done. And we have revenue generator hires made. Okay, after that point, it's leadership. And it's understanding how to lead people, how to build culture, how to turn an employee into a leader in your business. You build a management staff, and that's when it really all comes together. But the problem is, you guys, as each of these phases can easily take 12 months, 18 months, 2 years, and that's okay. But the problem is we all want to jump around so often that we never actually build through all those steps. Because the reality is no matter what business model you pick, you go from real estate, now you're doing sub-2, now you're doing syndication, now you're doing flipping, now you're doing wholesaling, now you're doing development. Now you are doing e-commerce. Now you are whatever you are. That's what most people do. They jump from thing to thing to thing, and they never work and build the skills through each level. Because once you build all those skills and you've fulfilled that, and you've either put someone in place to run your company, you sold your company, you shut your company down, then you can move on to the other thing. But now you have the skills. Now you've built the bridge. But you have to build the bridge first. You have to understand the bridge, which is the basics of understanding. After you understand the bridge, you have to get top of funnel. You have to get leads in the door, an opportunity. Then what you have to do is you have to understand delegation and getting busy work off your plate so you can focus on making money. Then you get operations in place. Then you get revenue generation in place. And then you get leadership in place. And then you have this beautiful pyramid that's a complete bridge that can continue to move deals, leads, and a product down that conveyor belt, which makes you money, and you build leverage. That's the last piece of this. It's really understanding leverage. Each pyramid level you move up, you build more leverage, and leverage is how much output you get for your input. When you're at the basic level and you have top of funnel, you go out and you find a way to get consistent leads, you know, hiring a call center like Easy Button Leads. Now you've gotten leverage back, because leverage is the input's one time. You go hire a company, but the output's every single day. So every single day after you've done that input, you get more and more and more and more and more output, right? So that's what leverage is. And then from there, you go up to operations, and that's automation, systems, SOPs. Again, you create those one time, it creates infinite leverage for your team. then you hire revenue generators. You go hire one sales guy, you hire him once, he shows up every single day and sells your product. That's leverage. Then leadership. Leadership, you build culture, you build management. Now your management hires people and the people perform, and the management trains people, and the management team is responsible for people. That is when you create life-changing leverage in your organization. And it's where I see a lot of people go wrong, is they don't understand, one, it takes a while, and there are muscles you have to build, and there are things you have to go through. You know, we all know you can't go to the gym one time. Even if someone gives you the perfect workout plan, you can't leave there with a six-pack in one training day. But you can over 2 years. Same thing in business. I can give you the blueprint. Anyone can, freaking Jeff Bezos can come down and give you the exact blueprint, but it's going to take years because you got to build those muscles yourself. You got to go through those situations yourself, and you got to do that all without jumping from thing to thing constantly. Otherwise, you'll never build that bridge. Well, guys, that to me was one of my favorite episodes I've done. I think it's important to understand the pyramid of scaling an off-market real estate company and how that all goes together. As always, you guys, a like, a share on your story with your friends, a review means the world. We don't run paid ads of this. So we really only grow through you guys and social media. And we've grown tremendously now that we're pushing, I think, like our 100 or so podcast episode. It's been an incredible journey, and I'm looking forward to continue to build amazing, bring amazing guests on and everything we're doing here at Off Market Operator. So as always, if you're out there hustling, you're having some sleepless nights, you're anxious that next deal may or may not come, trust me, you are only one deal away.